This is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva, Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim Perek Samach Bet. Visit the Web Yeshiva to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva. Perek Samach Bet, chapter 62, is divided into two parts. Let's look carefully at the second part, which begins with Pasuk Tet. Bitchu bo b'chol eit. The topic is bitachon. Bitachon is a word which is used in different contexts today and has different meanings for different people. But in this chapter of Tehillim, the author speaks of bitachon as being a vision of reality. What's really going on in the world? Bitchu bo, b'chol eit. I mean, that's really the issue. People have faith in God, and they have trust in God. But b'chol eit doesn't seem to be an easy matter. In order to have bitachon always in God, you have to have a vision of reality which is not typical. Sh'am shivchu lifanav livavchem. You have to always see yourself as weak and humble standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokim mechaselam. God protects us. So that it's not the fact which is so remarkable, but it's the b'chol eit which is remarkable. And b'chol eit doesn't mean from time to time with regularity. Well, sometimes I feel that I can trust myself. And other times I feel that I can trust HaKadosh Baruch. No. B'chol eit. Achevel b'nei Adam. Kazav b'nei Ish. Hevel b'nei Adam means, of course, man is just breath, empty breath, nothing. Nothing, of course, is not an objective term here, but a relative term. If you think about God's place in the world in which you live, then the conclusion, Hevel b'nei Adam, makes a lot of sense. Kazav b'nei Ish doesn't mean that they are liars, but it means that they cannot live up to the promise. Man can promise, but he cannot live up to the promises that he makes. That's called kazab. That's the lie. The lie is not that he's lying, or that he makes the agreement in bad faith. The lie is that there just is no good faith, because you don't have control of it. You can sincerely want to make that contract, to enter into that agreement, to accept that responsibility, but what will happen is you just won't be able to. That responsibility will escape you. That responsibility will escape you. So that here we have a discussion of bitachon. A discussion of bitachon. And the point of this bitachon is that it's ongoing. It's never ending. It's something that's with you always. And that's difficult. That is a difficult matter. This is not a prayer that was made by someone who had difficulty or someone who was in trouble. This is a prayer that was composed by somebody seeking a higher cause, a more significant position, a way of dealing with the reality of himself vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second part of Pasuk Yud is difficult. Bivaznayim la'alot. Heima mehevel yachad. Vaznayim are scales, a balance. You know, you have one side you put the known weight, and the other side you put the other weight. So if you put on the maznai hevel b'nei adam, or kazav b'nei ish, then you put them on the maznai, so then the hevel will be more than them. It's a way of saying that in the area of bitochon, you have to look to God. There is nothing that man has to offer. The maznayim la'alot. The hevel of man on one side of the maznayim is totally vanquished by real hevel, by the breath, by the meaninglessness of what we are doing. Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Al tiftichu ba'oshek uvegazel al tebalu. Oshek and gazel. Right? Stealing, oppression. Sometimes, in the short run, there are things that seem to make a difference. A change in your fortune. The ability to bring new kinds of support into your camp. But the long view seems to speak against that. Chayil ki yanuv al tashitu leiv. Chayil ki tanuv al tashitu leiv. This means, do not think for a minute about the riches, chayil. Chayil ki yanuv, right? Yanuv is like to blossom or to have fruit or to give fruit. Al tashitu leiv, do not put your heart to it. Do not think about that, because it's all nothing. So we have to understand that in the way of Kohelet, what this perek is teaching us is not that things that we get in this world are nothing. What the perek is teaching us is rather that if you have a longer view of things, if you imagine yourself walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level, oh, then there is no reason to look at the short view. And then you see, riches don't mean anything. They're here and they're gone. The support that you get from friends that are contracted to be friends, or who are paid to be friends, or who work with you because they think that there's some benefit to that kind of friendship. All of that comes and goes. No matter how serious and profound you may have thought those relationships and those agreements were, suddenly you find there's no relationship, and there's no agreement, and there's no debt, and there's no credit, and there's no way to get what you thought that you deserved. So that in this world of disorder, it's reasonable. It's reasonable, the Mishorer says, the author of the Perek said, to look for stability and real and agreement and substance, and all that comes from bitochon, from having a secure faith that God will carry out the promise. Achat diber elukim, the next to the last pasuk, you bet. Achat diber elukim shtayim zo shamati. This is a regular kind of form in the Tanakh. Achat shtayim, meaning again and again. Ki oz lelukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power, oz. But it doesn't mean that God has the power. But what it means is that God deploys the power. That God uses the power. Oz lelukim. How do I know it? Because that's how it is in the world. God actually uses that power. Ulecha Hashem chasek ki ata tishalem le'ish ma'aseyu. God acts with chesed. God acts with chesed. Chesed meaning, in this case, as in the Chumash, several times. Et abrit ve'et chesed. Meaning, the covenant is itself a chesed. It's carried forth. It's carried out. The covenant is our covenant, whether we deserve it or not. The covenant is carried out. It's not like an agreement that's made between men. It's not a purchase or a sale. It's not something that comes and goes. It's the brit, contract, ve'et ha-chesed. Chesed means, even if there might be a reason to deny the agreement. You say, oh, look, B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, look what they've done, look what they've wrought. Look at how they think of themselves at the brit ve'et ha-chesed. That brit, which is a brit based on chesed, and not based on details. It's not a brit that lawyers come to establish. But it's God's brit. Lecha Hashem chesed. Ki ata tishalem le'ish ki ma'aseyu. You will surely pay each person what he deserves. And so that God's payment, so to speak, or God's punishment, or God's reward, comes to each person irrespective of the apparent warp and woof of history. History is important. We live within it, and we have to make our way. But if you ask, what is the ultimate arrangement that we are obliged to make? The answer to that question is, the ultimate arrangement that we have to make is based on bitochon, that there's a contract, an agreement between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and B'nai Yisrael, and that agreement will surely be carried out irrespective of history, irrespective of the weather, irrespective of whatever else is going on. And so we understand that Avram Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the land is yours. And your children will be great. Your number, numerous, like the stars in the heavens. And so it will be, that Eretz Yisrael will be ours, and that the people of Israel, the children of Avram Avinu, will be so numerous that no one will be able to count them. And this is how the Baal Mizmor sees things. Lecha Hashem chased, ki ata tishalem le'ish kima'aseyu. Everybody will get what they deserve. And what they deserve is what we agreed to. And in spite of the fact that we sometimes find ourselves dependent on the wrong thing, and we go down the wrong avenues, Nevertheless, we are protected by the bitachon that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.